Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer three questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi Ryan, it's Martin Dickey from the International Business Institute. I just received a copy of the speech you plan to give for our lecture series on infrastructure investment and overseas development. Overall, I'm very pleased with it. However, I do have a recommendation. You might want to use visual materials to illustrate the data in your report. Photographs or charts, for example. One other thing, I'm wondering if you would mind presenting on June 14th instead of June 15th. Carol Wilkins was originally scheduled for the 14th, but she has to travel to New York to meet with a supplier. She asked me to push her lecture back a day, so it'd be great if you could move yours forward.
Number 71. According to the speaker, what did the speaker receive? Number 72. What does the speaker recommend? Number 73. Why is Carol Wilkins unavailable on June 14th? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
I'm very excited to be here at the National Restaurant Association's annual trade show at the Brighton Exhibition Hall, and I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you about Venn Corporation's newest commercial dishwasher, the Clearflow XS. Made almost entirely of stainless steel, the Clearflow XS is durable and easy to clean. In addition, because of its innovative design, this appliance uses significantly less power than other models, which saves money and benefits the environment. And, of course, it is covered by Venn Corporation's comprehensive 5-year warranty. Now, I'm sure many of you are wondering about cost, and I'll go over that in detail soon. But first, I'd like to give a brief demonstration of this amazing product in action.
Number 74. Where is the talk most likely taking place? Number 75. According to the speaker, what is a feature of the Clearflow XS? Number 76. What does the speaker mean when he says,
I'll go over that in detail soon.
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
If you're planning on building your own home, then now is the time to buy property. Silver Property Management is selling a large number of undeveloped 1-acre lots along Lake Brandon at reasonable prices. These lots have spectacular views and ample space for a range of landscaping possibilities. Another advantage is that while these properties have never had homes erected on them, they are ready to be connected to Hartford County's water, electric, and sewer systems. There is a great deal of interest in these lots, and we expect them to sell out quickly. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. If you would like someone to show you around our site on Lake Brandon, call our office at 555-9000 to make an appointment.
Number 77. What is being advertised? Number 78. What added benefit is available to buyers? Number 79. According to the speaker, why should listeners contact the office? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
May I have everyone's attention? As the volunteer coordinator, I'd like to welcome you to the Fairfield Senior Center. Our facility is on a tight budget, so your assistance is greatly appreciated. First, I would like to briefly explain your duties. You will be expected to organize activities, which means you'll be required to assist with the setup and scheduling of events at our facility. These activities are aimed at helping residents improve their mental and physical health. Okay, since I have copies of everyone's weekly schedule, I'll hand them out now. And then, we'll head to the lounge to watch a short video with footage of past activities we've arranged at our center.
Number 80. Where are the listeners? Number 81. What is mentioned about volunteers? Number 82. What will the speaker most likely do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
One last thing before we finish up today. It looks like we are going to be understaffed next Friday because several of our employees will be participating in a customer service workshop. This will be a great opportunity for them to improve their skills and learn new techniques in assisting our service center clients. However, we still have to meet the deadline for our current project. So, I would like you to notify your team members that leave applications for that day will be denied unless there is an emergency situation. Don't misunderstand me, though. The policy only applies to new requests. Anyone who has already been approved to take that day off won't be affected.
Number 83. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 84. What are the listeners asked to do? Number 85. Why does the speaker say,
"Don't misunderstand me, though.